Welcome to Ameritech Mobile Communications. And congratulations, you've joined a whole network of outstanding services and technology. You have an incredible communications tool right in the palm of your hand. While it's easy to use, it is different from your home or office phone. Mobile phones are really radios that operate through the airwaves. It's an amazing technology that carries some of its own special operating conditions. Factors that may not affect your conventional phone, like weather conditions, underpasses, or underground parking garages, may affect your mobile phone reception. And there will be some boundaries to mobile coverage areas. But your mobile phone is an indispensable aid to your business and personal success.
Oh, Roger Bell wants you. Oh, so bad. You're not the only call he's ever had. And if he says he's gonna call on you, don't you know it's just the Snowplow Show.
Cactus.
So take the call from Roy Jervell. Pick up that phone. He's on the air with the Snowplow Show.
Cactus.
So pick up Roy Jervell on
the Snowplow Show.
Cactus.
Hello everyone, this is Roy slash Arby slash Brad slash RBCP. I don't even know what to call myself anymore. But anyway, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, and today is going to be the most exciting show ever. So exciting that I have no plans at all for it. I'm just going to go through my notes and my requests and see what happens. That opening you heard from Ameritech Mobile, I stole that from NovelTyAnsweringMachine.com. And apparently, when you got a mobile phone back in the early 90s or whenever that's from, 80s maybe, I don't know, they would send you cassette tapes with your mobile phone so you could listen to these tapes and learn how to use your phone, because reading a manual is just way too complicated. Today's intro was created by Zeke Doer. Thanks, Zeke. And today's sponsor slash fall guy is Rhapsody Man 2000. Thanks for sponsoring the show, Rhapsody Man. I sent out some Patreon care packages last week and this week. I think it was last week I sent out all the US packages, and this week I sent out all of the international packages. But if you're one of those people that receives things in the mail from me, then there's something on the way to you if you haven't gotten it already. And I think I should go ahead and just say this now, since April 1st is over, but April Fools, you know, the thing that's in the package, I don't know, should I say the thing that's in the package? Because the international people, they haven't received their packages yet. I don't want to give it away. I guess it doesn't matter, because I don't think it fooled anyone anyway. But the thing, the mysterious thing that's in the packages, yeah, there's not really going to be a PLA convention happening this year in Roy, New Mexico, at the Roy, New Mexico giant hotel and convention center that exists. I don't think anyone was fooled by that for more than, you know, maybe 2 or 3 seconds. But there's cool things in the package, and the cool thing I put in the package, I don't want to spoil the surprise for the international people, but I'm going to make that available soon on the website. So if anyone wants to just buy one of those things, those mysterious things from the care packages, they can do that. So be looking on the website soon for that to appear. Maybe I'll set that up today, I don't know. Probably not, I'm pretty lazy. I have a news story to read today that a bunch of people have sent me, so that means I have to read it. But this story from New York Daily News says Michael Jackson used to prank call Russell Crowe's hotel rooms all the time for, I think, 3 years straight. Crowe has revealed that the King of Pop tormented him by repeatedly prank calling his hotel rooms over a span of, quote, 2 or 3 fucking years during the peak of his Hollywood fame a decade ago. Russell says, I never met him, I never shook his hand, but he found out the name I stayed in hotels under. So it didn't matter where I was, he'd ring up and do this kind of thing like you did when you were 10. You know, pranks like, is Mr. Wall there? Is Mr. Wall there? Are there any walls there? Then what's holding the roof up? That's a good one, Michael. The Gladiator star was definitely not entertained. You're supposed to grow out of doing that, right? The miffed actor said. It's unclear why the late pop singer would have singled out Crow, who became the biggest thing in Hollywood following a string of tough guy roles and famously hurled a phone at a New York City hotel employee. Wow, I wonder if Michael Jackson caused that because of his prank calls. That'd be pretty amazing. But Crow said the calls were just one example of the fretful and bizarre experiences he went through after racking up Oscar nods and one win for Gladiator in the early aughts. Oh, and then it's just him talking about how famous he was and how he couldn't walk down the street and blah, blah, blah. And holy crap, Al-Qaeda apparently plotted to kidnap Crow in 2001. And he had FBI guys following him all over the place for a few years. That's bizarre. That's pretty funny, though. Michael Jackson used to fuck with Russell Crowe repeatedly for 2 or 3 years, and nobody really knows why. And I guess we'll never know, since Michael's dead now. And why wouldn't Russell Crowe just change the alias he used in hotel rooms? Like, the way he said it, it seemed like he used the same alias forever. And that's how Michael Jackson called into his room every time. Why didn't he just change the alias if he knew that? Wow, we need to get some alias names for celebrities and start calling their hotel rooms. I have a list of phone numbers here. They are all haircut customers. And the entire list has been tried by Neon on her show this week. On Wednesday night, she did her show called Neon Nights, which just happened to be April 1st. So I'm sure all these people enjoyed their late night April Fool's pranks. But I know some of these didn't answer that night, so I think I'm just going to call the entire list. And half of them will probably be angry already, or they'll know it's a prank because they already got pranked a couple days ago. But whatever. What else am I going to do on this show?
Hello?
Hello, Chanston?
Who is this?
This is Dave. I'm the janitor here at Great Clips.
This is Grandma.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were in here, I don't know, I guess on Wednesday for a haircut?
Yes. And I talked to Ashley already.
Okay. What'd you talk to her about?
What do you want to talk to me about?
Well, the manager, she just wanted me to apologize for what I did. So I just wanted to call and say I'm sorry.
You did it?
Yes.
You called people to tell people that he couldn't come there?
Oh, no. I did something else. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
No. I don't want any more information already.
Okay. Why? No. I sold Chanston's hair to the Chinese government.
You what?
I sold Chanston's hair to the Chinese government, you know, when I swept it up. Instead of throwing it in the trash like I'm supposed to, I sold it to the Chinese government. I didn't know we weren't supposed to do that, so sorry about that.
What is this, another fucking prank call or something?
Oh, no, of course not. No, I'm just, the manager said she would appreciate it if I could just call up a few people and apologize for doing that.
You know, I had that prank call about my grandson couldn't come to Great Clips anymore, and then now I'm having a stupid call saying that you threw his hair where?
I sold it to the Chinese government.
You sold it to the Chinese government? What is wrong with you guys?
Well, I didn't know we weren't supposed to do that. And I don't know anything about the prank calls. I didn't know anyone was making prank calls. I got written up for selling everyone's hair to the Chinese government.
Really?
How was
you
I to know?
You sold my grandson's hair to the Chinese government?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Dave. I'm the janitor here.
You're the janitor there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I just wanted to apologize. I didn't...
Hold on. I need to... Okay, Great Clips know you're calling me?
Yes. The manager asked me to call.
Okay. Is anybody there right now?
Oh, no, I'm calling...
One of the managers that I can talk to?
No, I'm not even at Great Clips. I'm at home. I just took your number home with me so I could call and apologize.
Oh my God. No. I'm. You know, I don't appreciate this because it's showing me you're at Great Clips.
Well, you don't appreciate my apology?
No, I don't. Because, you know, we just had this call, and then now I have another call from Great Clips, you know. That's okay. I don't want to talk to you, okay?
Well, that other one wasn't me. That lady sucks at accepting apologies.
Hello?
Hello, I just need that lady to accept my apology.
Yeah, that lady, huh?
Yeah.
That lady is my wife.
Tell that lady to accept my apology.
You talking bubbles, bro. You just want to fucking maintain this, man. You know what I mean? You nobody over there.
I'm a nobody.
I was sending a cops over there.
Why are you saying I'm a nobody? I'm a janitor.
You fucking dummy.
But I'm the janitor. I want my apology accepted. Wow. That guy thinks janitors are nobodies. What a dick.
Hello?
Hello, Glenn?
Yep.
Hey, Glenn. This is Dave from the Great Clips.
Uh-huh.
And you and Nana were here on Wednesday for haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager wanted me to call and apologize because I've been selling everyone's hair to the Chinese government. And I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that. So sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
But the Chinese government, they have your hair now. I mailed it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they do with it.
I don't know. Probably experiment or something.
Yeah, probably. They might be making clones of you guys, for all I know. I really don't know. They don't tell me. I just know they pay me for it, so I've been mailing them hair for months.
Is there another April Fool call, whatever?
What do you mean, another? This is the first time I've called.
What's your name again?
My name is Dave. I'm the janitor here.
Huh?
I'm the janitor. My name is Dave.
The janitor from the Clips.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, don't say okay like that. You're the one that asked.
What do you want me to do, man?
Nothing. I want you to accept my apology.
Okay.
Is that an acceptance of my apology?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Dave. You don't have to be a dick about it.
What's your last name?
You don't have to be a dick about it. I'm just calling to apologize.
Oh, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Huh?
Gerbel is my last name.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
No, you whatever. I'm starting to think that Neon got through to more of these people than I realized. I thought maybe only half of them answered, but all of them seem to have been called already. I'm almost done, though.
Hello?
Hello, is Leonard there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who's calling?
My name is Dave. I'm the janitor over at Great Clips.
The janitor?
Yes.
Okay.
And you were here on Wednesday, I guess? Leonard was getting a haircut?
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah, and I don't know if you heard yet, but our store caught on fire and burned down.
Okay. The store caught on fire.
Yeah, it burned to the ground. We're all out of jobs here. It's a tragedy,
okay, so
but
why are you calling?
Thank God nobody was hurt. You know, that's the important thing.
Okay, so why are you calling me?
Well, it was Leonard's hair that started the fire.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
No, I'm completely serious, ma'am. And
Leonard's hair started the fire.
Yes. I'm glad you're willing to admit that.
And you're the janitor.
Yeah, and you don't need to yell at me. I'm already out of a job. I mean, I'm basically...
Okay, I don't know. Something's not right here. I already got a call from you folks.
About...
And from another person.
About
supposedly
what?
Supposedly from you folks.
About what?
I don't know what's going on.
What was the other call about?
Don't tell me you know, yeah, because I really... Why is a janitor from a business calling me?
Because...
And how do you know his hair started a fight? Okay, what is this? April the 3rd, Fool's Day?
No, what are you talking about? We don't do April Fool's jokes.
Oh, shit.
What? I don't know what was said to our Neon show, but I think everyone needs to go listen to the Neon show right now. Just turn this one off. I'll put a link in the show notes.
Hello?
Ma'am, you could at least apologize for starting a fire at
to
our
who?
Place. To me.
Oh, shut up.
I'm out of a job because of you. She just tells me to shut up. I see how it is.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kanoa?
Kanoa, that's my son. Who's this?
Oh, okay. Well, this is Roy from Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. I'm working here in a job here at Great Clips, and they're telling me that you were here on Wednesday.
Plumbing?
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Roy from Roy's Plumbing?
Yeah, Roy's Heating and Plumbing.
Oh, okay.
And they told me that you were here on Wednesday getting a haircut for Kanoa.
Oh, he, Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, their sinks are all clogged up here. I'm going to have to charge them around $750 to unclog all these sinks. And they're telling me it's Kanoa's hair that clogged them up. So they want me to call and maybe see if you would pay for part of it at least, or at least apologize. At the very least, that's the least you could do.
Is this a prank or something?
No, of course not. The manager's very upset that Kanoa's hair clogged up all these sinks.
Yeah, how did you get his information?
Well, it's in the computer. They pulled it up in the computer and they let me use their phone.
Really? I'm going to have to call them and ask. Thank you.
What are you going to ask them?
Don't call me.
Are you going to ask them to accept your apology?
Yeah, this is kind of ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Like, not taking responsibility for Kanoa's hair clogging up the sink and costing an innocent business $750?
Yeah, don't call me. I'm going to report you.
Report me to who? God, nobody wants to take responsibility for their actions anymore. What's wrong with the world today?
Hello.
Hello, this is Dave from Great Clips.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling, you guys were here on Wednesday for Micah's haircut.
Yes.
And Micah's hair has clogged up our sinks, and we're having to pay the plumber over $700 just to unclog the sinks, and it's because of Micah's hair. And the managers just want me to call and get an apology from you.
Oh, is this another prank call from the Great Clips?
Another crank call? What are you talking about?
Okay, thank you.
What are you talking about? Was there another call? This is the first time I've called, ma'am. Ma'am? Wow, so pretty much every single person in that list has been called already. I did share this list of numbers on the Skype, which a bunch of people were on Neon's show. So maybe someone else took the list and made some calls to it after her show, because I know she didn't reach everybody on the list. But that was the last number, and if you want to hear the original calls to them, I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes to Neon's show from this week, so maybe you can hear the pranks to those people that were actually funny, instead of my follow-up calls where they knew it was a joke right away.
Hey Brad, it's Olga.
Hi, Olga.
I don't have a joke today, but something reminded me of you earlier. So,
did you see a homeless man walking down the street or something?
So I was eating at a restaurant and there were these old men and they
So old men remind you of me. Whatever, Olga.
You're an old man.
I'm not that old.
There were old men and they were talking and this one guy kept calling someone he was talking about a retarded asshole. He just kept calling him a retarded asshole.
Who says that?
Either a retard or an asshole or a retarded asshole. It reminded me of you. Not because you're a retarded asshole, but because, the retarded asshole feet.
Of course.
Anyway, that's all I have. Bye!
I don't know why I said retarded asshole in that call. It's just the best insult I could come up with at the time. I don't think I've ever heard anyone use that particular phrase before. Just kind of happened.
Hey, Brad. It's Corbin.
Hey, Corbin. Guy.
Yeah. Actually, I should say dear Brad, because... You think that all messages should start off that way? Hey, dear Brad, I have an idea for you. And of course, this is going to be a long message, but I think it's pretty friggin' awesome to say. Concerning the sponsors of the show and your inability to deal with them and being slightly overwhelmed. Now, the idea of drawing them out of the hat, that's a good one. Rolling the dice, that's...
Rolling the dice is stupid. I know that's not going to make them go away. That just randomizes them.
I don't know. That's too Vegas-ish. But how about this? Why not just change it up a little bit and say that, in some cases, if you sponsor the PLA, you might not actually be sponsoring the show, but you might receive a prank phone call from me. And if your message machine picks up, I will just leave a really obnoxious message. And once a week...
You want me to make prank You want me to make prank phone calls to people who are expecting it?
You could just do a show where you do nothing but prank call the sponsors and or leave obnoxious messages all over their answering machine.
I hate this idea.
Now, this would have to be that
hate it.
If they would be willing enough to give you their phone number.
But of course,
if they call in, like I am, you already have it. But I haven't sponsored you since December. That reminds me, I don't blame you. Stick some more cash in the mail. So
it's a waste of
money.
You know,
I don't do that Patreon thing. Computers confuse me. So be on the lookout. There'll be some cash dollars coming in the mail soon with some more stickers and
packed in glitter
stuff and whatever I drunkenly decide to cram into an envelope after having a six pack. So. All right, that's my idea, yeah. Oh, but it's a 50-50 thing, because if they sponsor you again the next month, they might be a sponsor for another show, or they might just receive another prank phone call on, like, some sort of bi-weekly or once every 3 weeks, you just do a prank calling the sponsors. How about that? How's that for an idea?
Hate it.
All right, bye.
Stupid idea. I'm too afraid to call you people.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. So, I came up with a really good idea.
Everyone has ideas.
I saw this in another prank call from somebody else a few years ago, but what if you were to call up a bunch of people and just be like, why are you calling me? And I mean, like, you specifically start calling people at the oddest times in the night, call them up and act like you're sleeping and be like, can I help you? Why are you calling me? It's fucking
my phone
midnight.
Rang.
Why are you calling me? And just go fucking crazy on them. And just be like, why the fuck are you calling me? Or you know what? You could call somebody and being like, I just want to let you know, call like a restaurant. Sorry, my brain's going a mile a minute. Call a restaurant and be like, yeah, I'm in the bathroom and there's no more toilet paper. Can you bring me some? I know the door is locked, but you can open it. And then if the door is locked and someone's trying to take a piss, They will open the door on a random ass person. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll leave you some ideas. Because I guess my ideas are weird and wacky. Or you can call the pet store and tell someone their dog died. Because that would be fantastic.
I'm just going to stick
really
with that.
Okay, bye.
Just going to tell people their dogs died. Because that's always hilarious. I'm going to look for the shortest voicemail and play that one as the last voicemail. Looks like the shortest one is 19 seconds long.
Hey, it's your cousin, Balgrel. Got a phone joke for
you? No, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Baogrel.
It's also a yo mama joke.
Oh,
this
shit.
Is the worst of four.
Oh, shit.
In what way are your mother and a phone similar?
I give up.
They both get picked up a lot. I'll save the rest of it. Bye.
Thanks, cousin Baogrel. You need to submit that one to Olga for the joke book that she's creating. A good friend of mine in Idaho, just 2 days ago, she told me that there is still a Radio Shack in her town that is open and doesn't appear to be going out of business. And I'm kind of worried for her location there. You know, it's just a matter of time before it goes out of business. So I think I better give them a call and we better say some prayers to keep the store open.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack, Coeur d'Alene. This is Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, this is William from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, you're not scheduled to close down yet, are you? You haven't gotten any news like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, that's good to hear. I'm calling up all the remaining stores and just saying a quick prayer with them. You know, just in hopes, to try and keep the stores open as long as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
So, if you could just bow your head.
Yeah, bow my head.
Yes, dear Lord. Please don't let the Coeur d'Alene Radio Shack location end up getting the axe too. Hello, Colin? Colin? What the hell? Don't hang up in the middle of a prayer. It's going to end up in hell.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack Coeur d'Alene. This is Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. It's the corporate office. We got disconnected somehow. I'll just continue where we left off. Please watch over Colin. I guess this time it's Colin, not Colin. And bless him with a long and bright future with Radio Shack. And please let a major car accident happen on the highway just outside the store so that maybe customers might use the parking lot to turn around and, I don't know, maybe they'll come in and buy batteries or something. Just anything.
Hopefully.
Yeah. please also spare my job here at the corporate office and don't let me get fired or allow Lenny to find the security cam footage of what I was doing last Friday. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving, for making Sprint save our few remaining stores. That was really great of Sprint, even though AT&T's better. Thank you.
Is this a work-related call?
Yes, yes, I'm calling from the corporate office. We're going to be doing this weekly just to, you know, just to help the store stay open. We
oh,
don't...
here, let me hand you off to my manager.
No, no, hold on, wait.
This is Alexis. How may I help you?
Hello, Alexis. I was in the middle of the prayer, but it was just about finished, so thank you, Lord, and amen.
Why are we calling my store with this?
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office with Radio Shack. And
why?
Well, we're just going to be calling approximately every week and just say a prayer with you or the employees or whoever answers. It's just to help.
Awesome. Can you not call my store, please? It's kind of against my religion to be forced to pray on my work phone.
Well, no, we have to do this. Otherwise, all the stores are going to get closed down.
No, they're not. I'm hanging up.
They will. You just wait. Holy crap. Fucking pagans. This is exactly why Radio Shack got in trouble in the first place. People like Alexis, not believing in the power of prayer. I'm going to keep my eye on that store, and if they close down, if I find out they're closing down, I'm going to call up and laugh at Alexa. I'm going to be like, ha-ha, look where your atheism got you now, you big stupid. Actually, I'm going to write down her number, and next week on the show, or maybe 2 weeks from now, we're going to attempt to say another prayer with them. Just so we can hear Alexis whine about her religion and how I'm offending her religion. Her religion that doesn't allow prayer or respect other people's religion to pray. Ugh.
You're home for the PLA, the Mr. Bates Radio Show.
And umbrellas.
One second. My headset just came apart.
CactiRadio.com.
You're not really listening to CactiRadio.com. I just love that drop that Trenton the T-Man made years ago when we were still on Cacti Radio and doing the phone show. Whatever happened to Trenton? I need to try and contact him. I wonder if he even knows there's a new show. This show is broadcast on Prank Call Nation, though, which you can find by going to prankcallnation.com. I don't promote them enough. I should, but I don't want to. I'd rather promote my own shit. Fuck Prank Call Nation. There are a lot of shows on Prank Call Nation, though. If you subscribe to Mixlr.com/PrankCallNation, you'll be notified by email about Madhouse Live with Carlito on Sunday nights. Today is Sunday, by the way. I started the show on Friday. I don't remember if I mentioned that earlier in the show, but I didn't finish it up on Friday because none of the pranks were working out. So today is Sunday, and I'm going to finish up the show today, hopefully, if things work out. But tonight, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, we've got Madhouse Live with Carlito. Last night, we had about 3 hours with Mop Writing with Dwight. The night before that, we had The Art of Phone Larking with G-Ad, which I completely missed because I was out all evening. I heard it was fun, though. Thursdays, we usually have Science with Sloth, but I think he wasn't around this Thursday. Instead, we had Dwight again. Wednesdays is called Neon Nights with Neon. Tuesdays, I don't know, is that JAG TV? I always forget exactly when JAG TV's on. I don't have to memorize schedules because I'm sitting in the chat room 24 hours a day and I just see the notifications pop up. But there are a lot of shows on Prank Call Nation and you should be listening to every single one of them. There's a podcast feed you can subscribe to if you're into the podcast feeds. And there's just lots of fun stuff happening on Prank Call Nation. So everyone should go there, join the chat room, listen to all of the shows, and say goodbye to your social life like the rest of us have.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
I still have this list of numbers that Tycoon sent me. You know, the list of Texas people in the affluent neighborhood and school district that me and Carlito were calling on our live show together. And I've revisited this list at least once now, maybe twice. There was originally 80 numbers on it. The list now has 41 numbers left. And I think I need to just go through this list one last time before I throw it away. And maybe these people will answer this time. It's Sunday afternoon, so they're probably home. They're not all out working and stuff, hopefully. So let's give these a try. One last shot.
Hello?
Hello, Tracy?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from ADT. I was just calling to tell you that there's an alarm going off at your house.
There's an alarm going off at my house?
Yes.
We don't even have it hooked up.
Well, no, it's going off. It's the alarm that tells us there's no alarms currently going off.
Well, I have we don't have it enabled. Like, I've even unplugged the battery.
Yeah, but there's still the system that's hooked up at, like, inside the walls and stuff. It has all the cameras.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm able to look on the cameras right now, and I can see all the rooms in your house.
I don't think we have any cameras.
Well, they're hidden cameras.
What address? Oh, they're hidden.
Yeah, I think they were installed by the people that lived there previously over on 709 Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were installed by the previous people that lived
there. So what do we need to do?
Oh, nothing. We're going to be calling you every couple hours from now on, and we're just going to let you know that everything's fine and there's no alarms going off. It's just a new service we offer.
Okay, so hold on.
We're going to let you know that the alarm's going off. We get this alert.
But we don't have a contract with ADT.
I know, but the contract, it's a very long contract. It expires in 2025. 10 more years. But it's because of the previous people that live there. You know, they signed a very long contract.
Uh-huh.
With the cameras.
Okay, what if I don't want you to call me every couple hours?
Well, no, we have to. It's just a new service we offer. We have to tell you that the alarm is sounding that indicates everything's fine.
But I don't want you to call me. I don't care if it's a new service you offer. I don't want you to call me. Can you take me off your call list?
I don't know how to do that. It just automatically, it pops up, and we have to call everyone and let them know that their houses are okay.
Okay.
And
then you need to let me talk to your supervisor.
Well, what about the cameras?
You don't know how to do that.
What about the camera service in your house?
I didn't even know there were cameras in the house. So
oh, yeah.
That concerns me even further.
Yeah, there's hidden cameras. There's seven total. It looks like there's living room, three bedroom cameras, one bathroom camera. And there's the outdoor.
No. Well, where are they hidden at?
Well, I don't know. I didn't install them or anything.
So you could be spying on me without me knowing it.
Oh, it's not spying. We're watching over you. No, that's what ADT is.
That's one way of looking at it.
Well, yeah. I mean, why would you call us spies?
But if I don't have a contract with you, I don't want you looking over me.
Okay.
That's
why
I don't have a contract.
It's not me personally. It's just the people in the other... You know, they have big banks of TVs, and they just watch all your rooms 24/7.
But I don't want that.
If they see anything suspicious, then...
So how do I disable... How do I cut that off?
The cameras? You'd have to shut off the power to the house. But there's battery backups.
I've disabled the battery. So the battery isn't on.
Well, this is a separate system. This is the cameras inside the walls.
I want to know where these cameras are. I want to know how...
Well,
I want to know where they're at. If I have a home and I own that home, I have the right to know where the cameras are. And I don't know where the cameras are.
Well, let's see.
So I want to know where they are.
Well, like, for example, like the one in it says bathroom number one, and it's pointing kind of at the shower and the toilet. I can barely see the sink. I think it's above the bathroom door. So, in the wall, kind of above the door, it looks like.
So, describe the bathroom to me.
Oh, we can't just go around telling people what people's houses look like.
I don't believe that you're looking at that, because I don't believe that there's a camera there.
Well, if you just look above the door,
if you can't tell me what's there, I know what's above the door. There's nothing above the door.
But it's a hidden camera.
But why is it hidden from the owner?
Well, no, it's hidden so, like, if burglars break in, they won't see the camera. They won't know that they're on camera being recorded. This is how we catch burglars.
This is insane. So we have lived in this house for 4 years, and this is the first time you've called me. And I want to know what the hell is going on.
Well, no, it's just because of the previous tenants there.
I don't care about the previous tenants.
You don't need to get
I don't want you watching my house.
It's not me personally. It's the center with all the TVs.
I don't want ADT watching my house.
Okay, you don't need to get a fucking attitude with me, lady.
What?
You don't need
what
to get.
What did you just say?
I said you don't need to get a fucking attitude. I'm just trying to
That's
do my
exactly
job.
Exactly what you. I need to see your supervisor. I need to talk to your supervisor.
No,
right now.
No. Please. My supervisor's yes. in a yes. bad mood. I'm not going to bother him today.
He just said, I can't think of a fucking attitude. He just said, please. All right, goodbye.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a couple hours. All right, then. So I have this list of ideas from the chat room, from IRC, from the PCN chat room, that I wrote down last time I did these calls, because people send me ideas and stuff, and I copy them. And this one from Simplex, he says, tell them that an alarm is going off, and it's the alarm to let ADT know that everything's safe. I thought that was a great idea, but I didn't get around to doing that last time because nobody was answering. And then there's this idea from David. I think this might have been an idea that I copied off of YouTube from the comments. I think someone named David, or maybe it's an email, I don't know, it just says from David. And David says, I thought it would be funny to tell people who don't have ADT that the previous owners still have their hidden cameras installed, and you've been monitoring them, and everything's okay. So thank you, Simplex and David. Those ideas worked very well together. I'm going to have to try those a few more times. All right, let's try the next one. So far, we're doing good. I've done only two calls, and one didn't answer, and the second one was that lady. So maybe we'll get a lot of answers today.
Hello?
Hello, Anne?
No, I'm sorry. This is not her number.
Oh, fuck. God, I suck at socializing properly. You mean I'm not supposed to say that? I didn't know.
Hello?
Hello, Amy?
Yeah?
This is Roy from ADT Security. I was just calling to let you know that there's an alarm sounding at your location.
We don't have security here.
Oh, no, you have ADT. It's from the previous owners. They signed up for 20 years, but then they moved out before it expired.
Oh, we have security. Our alarm's going off. What's the address that you have?
Oh, let's see. It's 403 Court.
Yeah, that's us.
Yep.
Here, talk to my husband for a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Mike. It's Roy. Yep. It's Roy from ADT. I was just calling to let you know that the alarm is sounding at your location, which signifies that there's no problems right now.
Which signifies there's no problem?
Yeah. We have a special alarm that goes off every 15 minutes, and it just tells us that there's nothing wrong. There's no fires,
okay.
no burglaries, nothing like that.
Well, we don't have service with you, so I'm kind of confused.
Oh, well, as I explained to your wife, it's from the previous people that live there. They signed up for 20 years of service, but then they moved out before it expired.
Okay.
So they have
we do have service.
Yeah, they have the full package. They have the cameras in all the rooms, so we can monitor if there's burglars in there and everything.
Uh-huh.
And everything okay. like that. So we have the hidden cameras. We can see all of your rooms. Looks like everything's working just fine.
So if we do have an issue, then we would receive a call from you.
Yes. And also if you don't have an issue, because we're going to be calling from now on every hour or so and just let you know that everything's fine. No alarms are going off.
Why would you call us every hour?
To let you know that everything's fine.
Well, that would be pretty distracting. If everything's fine, then why would we need a call?
But just to give you peace of mind, to reassure you.
Peace of mind is not getting a call every hour.
Well, wouldn't you like to know once every hour that everything's fine?
Is this a joke? Are you prank calling me or something?
No, of course not. No, this is just a new service. We've been offering this for over a week now. Is this the first call you've received?
Yes.
Oh, that's strange. Yeah, it seems like you should be getting one every hour or two.
Well, I certainly don't want to call every hour.
Okay, I can set that up so it's only every 5 hours. That's the minimum.
I don't want any calls.
Even when there's a problem?
If there's a problem, yes, I would like a call, but I don't need a call when there's no problem.
Okay, all right. Okay, and I'll try.
What's your name?
My name is Roy. I'm with ADT.
ADT.
Yep.
And what's ADT? What's the phone number to be able to follow up on this with?
It's toll free, and then then you dial call ADT. CALL ADT.
Okay.
And also, since it's Sunday, we like to say our Sunday prayer with our customers. So if you could bow your head. Dear Lord, please watch over Mike and Amy's house and keep all of them safe from burglars that plague our great country. Please bless the circuitry. I don't know why people hang up on prayers. It's blasphemous is what it is. Hanging up in the middle of a prayer.
Hello?
I wasn't finished with the prayer. I was saying, please keep Amy and Mike and Kira safe from the burglars that plague our country. Please help Kira not get made fun of in school for having such a dumb name. And please bless the circuitry in their ADT system and don't let it fail in a time of need. And amen. God bless.
All right, same to you. Have a good day.
You too. I'll talk to you in 2 hours.
Bye.
Bye. Maybe I shouldn't make fun of their kids' names. But come on, really. Kira? K-I-R-R-A? So this list, for those of you who don't remember, this guy named Tycoon obtained it from the school district or something, I guess. He may have told me. Here, let me read the email. Yeah, it doesn't really say. It just says all the numbers come from a more affluent Texas school district. But he doesn't say how they got the information. I just know that it comes from a school. So the information I'm given is the parent's name, the kid's name, the grade that the kid is in high school, their address, their home number, their cell number, and their child's cell phone number, which I'm not calling the child's cell phone number. I don't want any trouble. I'm simply making fun of the children's names, that's all.
You've reached 811.
We've had a lot of no answers. We are now down to 28 people left. So let's move on to the next ones.
Hello?
Hello, Judy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from ADT Security. I was just calling to let you know that there's an alarm sounding for your home location.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's just an alarm that sounds. It's the alarm that lets us know that everything's fine. So there's currently no problems at your home. I'm just calling to let you know.
We don't have security here.
Oh, well, it's left over from the people that used to live there. They signed up for the 20-year plan, but then they moved out before it expired.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have, it looks like the full package. You have the cameras in every room.
Yeah, we don't have it set up for a monthly service is what I meant, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have the cameras in every room, it looks like. Like 3-bedroom cameras, 2-bathroom cameras, kitchen, living room, and the 2 outdoor cameras. They're all the hidden cameras throughout the house. And, you receive the calls whenever you get, you know, burglars or fires or floods or anything like that.
Okay.
So I'm watching you on the camera, actually, right now. Wave, say hello.
Hey, hi.
Okay, and also, since it's Sunday, we're just... Oh, can you tell that dog to shut up? Okay, never mind. Since it's Sunday... Oh, I didn't get to do the prayer. She hung up. That was great, though. She waved at me. Oh, and I didn't get to make fun of their son's name in my prayer. His name is Jackson. Who names their kid Jackson? That should be considered child abuse. Should I just go on the air right now? I should, shouldn't I? It's Sunday morning. Nobody else is doing a show right now. And Flutterpie in the chat room just said, Arby, do a show. So why not? Let's go on the air. Let's do these last 20 that aren't going to answer on the air. Okay, so I'm on the air. Is what I'm doing right now is I'm calling the rest of this list of affluent Texan neighbors. So hello, people listening live on the stream, on the Mixler, all 14 of you. I'm just going to go through this list. Nobody's going to answer. So far, I've been doing this for about the past 30 minutes. So far, I've gotten 2 people, you know, 2 really good calls. The rest were kind of stupid. Lots of them that just didn't answer, and I'm deleting their numbers when they don't answer. Whoa, 38 listeners already. That's crazy. All of these people have been called at least once before already.
Hello.
Hello, Janie?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from ADT. I was just calling to let you know that there's an alarm sounding at your house.
We're at our house. I don't think there's any alarm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
and
a
we don't even have ADT.
Oh, no, it's the service is left over from the people that used to live there, and the alarm...
Now we.
I'm sorry, what?
We've always lived here. We've always lived here.
You have always
We're
lived
the
there.
We're the only owner.
Really? Yeah. Did you live there in like the 1850s? I didn't think so, so not always.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Look, the ADT was installed by the people that built the house. And the alarm lets us know that everything's fine. It's the alarm that means there's no alarm going off. It's the code 7, which means everything's A-OK.
Okay.
So that's the first thing I needed to tell you. We're going to be calling you, by the way, approximately once every 2 hours, just to let you know that everything's fine.
I'm sorry. You need to talk to my husband.
Why?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Scott?
Yes.
This is Roy from ADT. I was just calling to let you know that the alarm just sounded that lets you know everything's fine. Everything's good there. So no problems to report, sir.
Alrighty, thank you.
And it's also Sunday, so we're going to be doing the Sunday prayer. So if you could both bow your heads, please. And he hung up. So far, the prayers have not been going well for Sunday. Most people hang up in the middle of the prayer. They're definitely going to hell.
Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, is this Nanetta?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Nanetta, this is Roy from ADT. I'm just calling to let you know that the alarm is not going off in your house. Everything's fine. Everything's A-OK.
Is not going off.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What, did it go off?
No, it didn't go off. We're going to be calling you much more often from now on. We're just going to let you know that the alarm's not going off and everything's fine.
It shouldn't be going off for any reason.
I know, it's not. There's no burglaries, no fires, no floods, no smoke, nothing. Everything's completely fine, and that's why I'm calling, just to let you know that everything's fine. Everything's going great.
Okay. All right.
Yep. And
thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Also, today...
I'm sorry, you said this is ADT?
Yes.
You know, I'm no longer with ADT.
Right, but it's...
So you all might...
No, it's still hooked up.
I no longer have service with ADT.
I know, but the people that lived there before you, they had service. They signed a 10-year or 20-year contract, and then they moved out before it was over. So you're covered for 7 more years.
Which property are you speaking of?
Oh, let's see. It is court.
Yeah. I was just leasing that home.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm no longer in that place.
Oh,
you're
I
was
not?
Never the owner.
Oh,
no, I
see.
Think you okay. might be trying to reach Miss Kim.
Oh, no. No, Miss
Kim. Joanne Kim.
Miss Kim said I'm not allowed to call her anymore, ever since the incident.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what incident you're referring to, but she's the owner of the home, and I was leasing that home until last year, and I no longer have any affiliation with it whatsoever.
Oh, and you don't have ADT at your new place?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, since you don't have ADT, we can just do the prayer. So if you could just bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord, please watch over Nanetta's home, her new home without ADT.
Please. I have a new service. Thank you.
Prayer does not hurt, but it does hurt when you interrupt it. Please watch over Nanetta and Tristan and keep them safe from the burglars that plague our great country. Please bless the circuitry in Nanetta's ADT system and don't let it fail during a time of need. Well, not your ADT system, your new service that's apparently better than us, whatever. And let Nanetta continue to be blind and, you know, that she's paying too much for whoever she uses now because ADT is the best and the cheapest. And if you just take...
Okay.
If she would just take 2 minutes...
Like
shut up. Shut up. If she just take 2 minutes to research the prices on the internet... Kat Ku says I need to end a prayer with fuck Texas. All right. Amen and fuck Texas. I'll try and do that in the next one. How many are left? 21 people left. Don't fuck with Texas. Big Pan says I should call the police station and tell them there are currently no crimes happening. I'm with ADT. We're watching the city. Oh, as you guys can probably guess, the idea to do prayers was from Ishbu. Ishbu said in IRC last time I was doing this list, He's like, have them do prayers with you for added home protection. Thanks, Ishbu, for the prayer idea. That's Ishbu's answer to everything. Prayer.
Hello.
Hello, Ruth.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dave from ADT, the alarm company. That was rude.
Hello?
Hi, is Ruth there?
Yes.
Quick, get her, quick. Run. Faster, run.
Faster, run.
Oh. All right, I'll delete Ruth's number. 20 people left. The latest idea in the chat room comes from Akers. We're calling from the emergency room. There are currently no friends or family members at the hospital. I kind of want to do that. I think that's wrong to do, and kind of, I don't know, maybe crossing a line or something, but I sort of want to try that one. Just once. It's a new service we offer here at the hospital. Yeah, it's kind of breaking the rules, though. Don't impersonate emergency services. Don't freak people out from emergency services. I don't know. It just seems like a bad idea.
Hello?
Hello, Jeff?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Roy from ADT. I was just calling to let you know about the alarm going off at your house.
We're at our house. I don't think there's an alarm going off.
Well, it's a silent alarm. And, the alarm, it's to let you know that everything's fine. It's the Code 7 alarm. It's the alarm that says everything's fine, no fires, no floods, no door alarms tripped. But there's a problem with the alarm.
Okay.
It seems like it's not working up to full capacity, and we're going to need you to go to Radio Shack immediately and pick up a 330-ohm resistor. Do you have a soldering iron?
No.
Okay. They sell soldering irons also. You're going to want to get a soldering iron and some solder.
I'm not doing that.
No, it's to fix... What?
If it needs fixed, I'll come fix it.
Yeah, we need you to fix it. We just need you to get a pack of resistors. People just don't want to fix their own shit anymore. First, that person with their washing machine can't replace a pump. Now this guy can't do some simple soldering. Ugh.
Yeah.
Jeff, okay, listen. If you don't want to go to Radio Shack, well, there's another fix for this. We need you to open up your toaster. Do you have a Phillips head screwdriver? You can get the components out of your toaster.
That's great. I don't have a toaster.
You don't have a toaster in your house?
I don't.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit, Jeff. Jeff's so full of shit. All right.
You've reached 442.
I need to do this prank, this ADT prank in Atherton. That really crazy rich neighborhood with all the bizarre complaints to the police. I want to see them call the police over bad customer service with ADT.
Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Hello. Yes, speaking.
Hey, this is Roy from ADT.
Yes, Roy.
And I'm calling to let you know that there's a problem with your alarm system.
Okay, what's the problem with it?
Well, it just seems like the sensors aren't working. The circuit's broken or something. We're going to need you to go by Radio Shack real quick and pick up a package of resistors. Make sure there's a 330-ohm resistor in there. And do you have a soldering iron?
I'm not about to do a repair on an Easter Sunday, sir.
Well, it has to be done, otherwise your home's not protected. And What?
But I'm not going to drop my family's activities on an Easter Sunday and run out to Radio Shack and buy some stuff.
What are you doing on Easter Sunday?
Why is that important to you, sir?
Well, you're the one that brought it up. I was just asking, just making.
Well, you're the last one who asked me to interrupt my service at an emergency repair on a alarm system.
It's a simple repair. We just need you to buy a pack of resistors and possibly some capacitors. We're going to need you to open up the alarm thing right now and just look at the capacitors and see if they've ruptured, maybe.
I'm not going to do that on a Sunday afternoon, sir.
Well, do you have a soldering iron? Because I can tell you which appliances in your kitchen you can take apart.
I'm not an electrician.
You don't have to be. It's easy. It's really easy. I'll walk you through it.
Sir.
If you just,
I'm sure it is, but I'm not going to do it with you at this time.
If you could take apart your toaster or your microwave, I'll show you which components to remove. It doesn't have to be exactly 330 ohms.
It can wait till tomorrow.
Or is it ohms?
It'll be done right now, sir.
Do you know, is it pronounced ohms or ohms? I always get that wrong, I think. Sloth's making fun of me in the chat room.
Well, I'm getting a little perturbed in why you don't understand why this isn't an emergency I need to take care of right now.
Well, what, your family's safety is not an emergency? Like, it's your alarm system. The sensors aren't going to go off.
Whatever's the problem, it's been a problem for the last 3 days, obviously. It didn't just happen now.
Why do you think 3 days? I thought you. How do you know that? I thought you weren't an electrician.
Have a good afternoon, sir. Bye bye.
Listen. How do you pronounce ohms? Ohms. It's one of those words you never hear spoken aloud. I just see it in books and things. How was I to know? Sloth always wants to make me feel bad. Alan's wife's name is Elvira. That's pretty awesome. I wish I could have spoken with Elvira. Ohms. That's what I said, ohms. I didn't say ohms. It's all Sloth's fault. I'm just going to stop asking people to repair their alarms so people don't make fun of me.
Hello?
Hello, Tom?
Yes.
It's Roy from ADT.
Yes, how are you?
Pretty good. How's your Easter going?
That's going great.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm just calling. It's Sunday. It looks like everything's fine. No alarms are going off right now. Everything's looking good at your house. And I'm just calling. We're going to do a quick prayer to ask God to watch over your house. So if you could just...
You're calling from ADT?
Yes. Yeah, this is a new service we offer. It's for peace of mind and stuff. So if you could bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord, please watch over Tom and Karen's home and keep Tom and Karen and their children safe from the horrible burglars that plague our great country. Please bless the circuitry in Tom and Karen's home in their ATD system and don't let it fail during a time of need, and let them continue to be blind and not figure out that they're paying more than they need to. And you could get your ATT subscription lowered for so much less if you just take a minute or two to research the goddamn internet prices. And, you know, bless everyone. Don't fuck with Texas. Amen. So, not even a thank you. Whatever. Oh, I was supposed to say fuck Texas, not don't fuck with Texas. I messed that up. All right, so that's the end of the list. Tycoon's list. Thank you very much, Tycoon, for sending this list. It was a lot of fun. Sucks that, I don't know, I just couldn't get an answer on most of them. I'm going to write a thank you to Tycoon in this shared Google Doc. Thanks, Tycoon. Done with that list forever. And I guess we're also done with the show for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Rhapsody Man 2000, for sponsoring today's show. It is Rhapsody Man 2000's fault that this show didn't come out on Friday. Instead, it took 3 days to complete. Happy Easter, everyone. I hope you got lots of candy and stuff for Easter. If you're a small child listening to the show, I think I should be the one to tell you that there is no Easter Bunny. It's all a big sham. And you should confront your parents about this and yell at them for lying to you all these years. In fact, just run away from home. That's the best solution. Take your candy and run. Far, far away from home. And your parents who tell you ridiculous lies. Okay, bye everyone. Happy Easter.
Sometimes I want to drop out of school, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to hurt people's feelings, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Everybody wants to push the limits, curse and be taboo. But that's not cool because it's breaking the rules. It's not fun and games to swear and fight and have marijuana parties in the middle of the night.
What?
And slap bitches and slap your mom. My mom gave birth to me and I love her. When I told my mom I wanted to be a cool rapper, she said,
"No way."
And I was really mad at her. But then I asked nicely,
"Pretty, pretty, please."
And she said,
"Okay."
And I said, "Hooray." Then I went to the mall with my mom and dad and picked out some rap clothes that were hella rad. Now I'm the coolest rapper in the entire world.
Cool.
Ask all the boys and ask all the girls, they'll all tell you that I'm the number one best, the number one most super awesome, super duper coolest. I wear sunglasses and cool tennis shoes. I never ever wear not cool tennis shoes, and I choose to live the safety life.
Hell yeah.
Cause following the rules is hella tight. Sometimes I wanna take bad drugs, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to drink alcohol, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to beat up Chinese people, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to wipe diarrhea on your face, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Don't break the rules, make the rules. I made this new rule that I am really cool, and guess what?
What?
You're really cool too, cool. If you go to school and follow the rules, and drink gin and juice if you subtract the gin, because drinking alcohol is a sin, because I'm not 21 for another month. And marijuana's bad, so I'll pass on the blunt. Now I'm on the hunt for people breaking the rules. Oh, here's some teenagers drinking booze.
Dad, you drinking booze? It's really cool. It's
really... Hey, stop doing that. Now I got a party down, don't get me wrong. Because following the rules can be pretty fun. I was at a party, Mountain Dew and chips.
Yo, dog, that's some delicious dip.
Getting down and dirty, playing Monopoly. This is really fun, I just bought Kentucky. Then some crazy guy pulled out a beer. I said, you're not 21, you can't drink that here.
No way.
I cuffed him. It was a citizen's arrest when it comes to fighting crime. I'm the best, so go shorty, because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
I hope you follow the rules every day. Sometimes I want to have sex without a condom, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to be mean to people who are jerks, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to jaywalk, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to masturbate in public, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. If you follow the rules, you'll be number one, because following the rules can be hella fun. Don't read porno, and don't jaywalk.
Okay.
Don't show little kids your little cock, so if you do right your entire life, you'll be really cool, but everybody's gotta die. If you follow the rules, heaven's where you'll go. You'll sleep on a cloud and play in the snow.
Cool.
If you don't follow the rules, then you will go to hell.
Oh, no.
Satan will rape your ass when Hitler rings the bell, and Pol Pot's in the corner jerking off with sperm in your eye every time that you cough. When you're not getting raped, you get to watch TV, but every single channel's Michael Essany, and you get electrocuted every time you blink your eyes. That's what the rules say, and the rules never lie.
That's what the rules say, and the rules never lie.
Ah, I got a piece of course in my eye.
Ow!
I got a piece of course in my eye. Sometimes I want to have sex without a prophylactic, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to hit my grandma, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to smear feces on the wall, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. Sometimes I want to eat my feces, but I don't do it because I follow the rules. I follow the rules. It's really cool.
Cool.
Why do I follow the rules?
I don't know.
I follow the rules because I'm really cool.
What is your problem?